ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Ninja Please Podcast. I'm your host, Starman, a.k.a. Star Sailor Senpai.
This is Macchio Metal, the one and only Tanuki.
This is your boy, Lord Black, a.k.a. Black Wolf.
This is your boy, Ocean, a.k.a. Tony Mun Camera.
And you're listening to the Ninja Please Podcast. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Talk about Star Wars 4. I mean, Obi-Wan, that's about it. Trailer for that.
Still ain't seen that yet.
I mean, it's a trailer. You can watch it on YouTube, anything. It's, they dropped that shit on Star Wars Day, so that was cool. Well, no, it was actually on May the 4th. They dropped that shit the day before. I want to let you know. Grand Inquisitor. I'm excited about that shit. Ever since, I would say, Fallen Order, I was excited to see Inquisitors in live action, because you got to see the sisters and their Inquisitors also, but now we get to see the one who gives the orders to them. That's going to be some cool shit.
Star Wars Vision gave me visions, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And I woke up, like, damn. I always vision myself having a yellow sable. I had my first Sith dream. That shit felt good, bro. And I ain't gonna need damn lie, bro.
So how did it feel to know that Rey was the first person you were gonna see in live action with a yellow lightsaber?
The fondness of me having a lightsaber that was yellow, just when, you know, the whole idea came about the color distinctive being, you know, how you make it versus how you harvest it versus, I like Star Wars Vision idea of it just. The color is just, depending on what color your aura is, like, that's to get it. Because I love the episode and visual where the girl had the clear lightsaber. That bitch didn't even have no color because
the crystal was still just...
trying to figure out.
It was still pure.
Pure, like, shot, I ain't figured you out yet. White. It was
pure. The kyber crystal was white, but her blade was clear.
Clear. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up clear. And I like that, you know what I'm saying? So when I had this dream that I got this red lightsaber, that shit was just, I felt like Buddy in the duel, the first episode. Like, I felt like it was like, man, I can't be a Jedi because there's a line that I will cross and it's against the rules. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a bad guy.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, I ain't purified myself yet because... I do what I do. It is what it is. Like, I felt like, but I felt like that samurai where it was just like a wanderer, where it was just like, I ain't picked my shit to be red. It's just like,
I have a red one because I do dirty shit.
Yeah, like Voldemort, my dad, and I ain't know that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, bro, my blade is not supposed to be red, bro. It's just, well, your blade red, bro. That shit crimson, bro. It's not even regular red.
Because I've had to kill a lot of Sith, and my kyber crystal is crying right now. Like, and I got nothing but red kyber crystals because I just do nothing but kill Sith all day, every day.
But since you killing it like that, that's why I like that shit. I want them to expand. That shit 12 episodes. But that was me on I don't know. I had that dream. But let's stay on this side of the aisle, man. Since we had the House of Mouse, it's been a big year for the House of Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
They've really been fighting against Amazon, against Netflix, against Hulu, against, you know, streaming wars. Been going on for a few years now, and unlike last year, there is no hoopla about what shows and what movies are gonna go what when they release. They like, nah,
it's pretty
this
much
is
set. Everything is going to certain places.
Yeah, it's like this going to theater. This gonna come out both, or this going, you know. We got. You know, Marvel's like, all right, so we got two things this week. We got Moon Knight finale, and then we got Doctor Strange opening night the same week.
Yes, within days of each other.
And I really thought this was going to be like, I really wanted that feeling of like when you, remember when you watched the, I don't know, that was some sweet ass years, bro, when you watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then on Friday, the movie came out and some shit directly tied in, and then the episode picked up on the Monday about. You had to see it that weekend, or you couldn't live in that moment.
Yeah, that was a special little time frame, right there.
Nice little time frame. But we got a lot of Marvel this week.
We did.
Marvel really kicked off the summer because I'm thinking Spider-Man came out this year. It's like, nah, bro, that ended last year, but that shit was so good, it's that fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Just came out on Blu-ray. I saw it at Target today.
I have a Disney's movie slate starting at June 17th up to. July 28th of next year.
They ain't playing with it.
And it ain't even like all Marvel shit. It's like
you got Disney shit.
Yeah, it's just straight Disney. You got Lightyear coming out June 17th.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to see.
The Bob Burger movie, May 27th.
Going to see. Yeah.
Thor, Love and Thunder, July 8th.
Know it.
The Banshees of Inisherin, October 21.
I don't know what that is.
I will wait till that comes to Disney Plus.
Right. A re-release of Avatar on September 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, November 11th.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for the trailer to drop, dog. They showed it at CinemaCon and only they got to see it.
Right.
Good my ass. That's only theater owners and shit.
Amsterdam comes out November 4th.
Either, but that sounds like right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
The Menu, November 18th. Strange World, November 23rd.
What's that?
Avatar, The Way of Water, December 16th.
Oh, yes.
That shit gonna be crazy, bro.
The Marvels, February 17th, 23.
Notice in there, they didn't put when Ms. Marvel comes out.
Nope, they did not. I think this is just theater releases. Yeah, the movie slate. It's just the movie slate.
Okay.
The Haunted Mansion, March 10th.
With Owen Wilson in it, which is surprising to me.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, May the 5th, 2023. Indiana Jones, June 30th, 2023.
Does it have the subtitle for the Indiana Jones for it yet?
It's just Indiana Jones.
That's the, man.
Just Indiana Jones, straight up. No nothing.
No subtitle, no nothing.
No nothing. Then they got The Little Mermaid coming out May 26th.
Yeah, that's the live action with the black girl.
Yeah. I have...
Haley.
No problems with that.
No, me neither. I'm just saying that's finally when it's coming out.
Yeah, I'm just saying because a lot of people...
Yeah.
I mean, I had to say shout her name, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, well, you know, it's Haley.
And last
give
but
her flowers, you know.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Because she had to deal with a lot when that shit got revealed.
July 28th.
Okay. July 28th next. Damn, so that's when we finally gonna see Kang again? Shit.
Well, alright, y'all. So
almost blew it killing him in Loki, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Alright.
And that was the He Who Remains, so you know.
Yeah.
So this is what we got, man. We got Morbius, which was a Sony movie produced by, you know, Marvel just like, look, bro, like we gonna sell these toys. Y'all got it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of mixed reviews on that one. I'm standing on my eight, bro, because Matt Smith delivered.
Eight,
he brought that shit home.
You can just tell they chopped up the movie.
I mean, yeah, absolutely, bro. Like it's one of those things where I was explaining it this week. I was explaining it to Cap. I said honestly, because you know I think he just saw it. So I was just like, it's basically Matt Smith drove the thing home for me. But when you're completely honest, We were spoiled by being able to watch Morbius in the 90s interact with Spider-Man. So not giving us, you know, all he was Doc Connors, but with bats. And if you want to really simplify, you know, he was like, man, I'm smarter than Dr. Connors, bro. I can make this
shit.
Yeah,
like, I'm an actual doctor.
Dr. Connors
is just a professor.
You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing. He's like, yeah. Nah, you don't. You know, Spider-Man was looking for a cure for shit. The 90s.
You do, but you don't.
The 90s spoiled it to where it was a little difficult to give us this compelling story, because the conversation I was having.
Without Spider-Man.
It was without Spider-Man, bro, because, you know, you can't mix Blade with that, because they, like, for Blade, we doing something completely different. The 90s. Spider-Man cartoon spoiled, because it locked our imagination on.
If we get live action Spider-Man,
I want to see.
Eventually, it's gonna be that.
Eventually,
it's gonna be that.
And it's so hard trying to accept that, bro. Like, that's not happening.
I agree with that statement.
It really spoiled us. It's like, damn, bro. Like,
statement, because the Sam Raimi version was like the closest we got, and then it was like that perfect mix of Ultimate Spider-Man at first, and then they went with Andrew Garfield, who was like. More Ultimate Spider-Man and more Earth the 8 whatever the fuck that Earth Peter Parker was.
I feel like if it weren't for Christian Bale's Batman, I feel like they wouldn't have been brave enough to try what they did with Spider-Man. I think
they had to go
constantly experiment with Batman gave them the idea to say, well, how about we just try something different with Spider-Man this time around?
I don't think Marvel really would have had like this flagship hero to experiment with like that. Because mm-hmm. Iron Man, they knew what they were going to do with him. They had this niche. Happy knew the direction he was directing
things in.
He had a vision for what he wanted Iron Man to be. Spider-Man was the perfect vehicle to experiment with visions of this character's iteration.
Yeah.
It's like how it was with Warner Brothers and Batman.
So not having that. Not having one of him, one of those Spider-Man not being in Morbius, it made Morbius like, bro, Morbius is really only interesting because he's the, you know, because he's his proximity to Spider-Man really is what sells him.
Like, yeah, unless you really are into
y'all really giving him a solo
Midnight
movie.
Midnight Suns as a whole just, and Morbius like that, like, this bro, movie is not going to grab
it. It's just vampires if you take Spider-Man away. Bro, it's kind of like, and then you got a vampire killer, but he ain't associated. Because he ain't out yet. It was right. Like Morbius was.
And then he's got a whole nother thing going on, so he's not worried about him.
That was a gamble, even giving that a solo movie. And the fact that
they were able to do it.
Yeah, they pulled it off, but it still left a lot of Marvel fans hungry, salivating for, give me the real Marvel movie, is what they were saying, bro. So this week we finally got it.
For Midnight Suns, bro.
Well, yes and no.
Because I don't think Midnight Sun is going to tie in with this. Well,
you're getting the game. The game is going
to
be.
That's why I had to retract
game.
That statement. That's why I had to pull it back, because
the game is going to sell it.
Sony got money, and Sony is making their footprint in the production field.
Like
you got to respect Uncharted. That movie was good.
I think the game is going to really carry the. Because they're telling. Because I like the. I like where we are with video games now, where they're like, bro, you don't have to make this game a live-action movie. Just play the fucking game. It's twice as compelling because you get to make choices. And them cutscenes.
Fucking difference.
And them cutscenes is fire. The cutscenes look like a movie. So since we're there with games, I feel like they delayed the release of the Midnight Suns game because they got the feedback on the Avengers game and a few other games. And they're like, wait a minute, let's pump the brakes. Let's make sure when
we talk about that too. Square Enix sold Crystal Dynamics.
Bro, no. You know, I heard there's a rumor going around very quickly. It's some video game shit. I know, I'm pretty sure you've heard the rumor of Sony is potentially thinking of just straight out buying Square Enix, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight out buying the whole studio.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. The whole Sony Marvel crossover is coming at Midnight Sun.
That's why I had to retract that statement, because I was like, this possible Sony could approach Disney and be like, hey man, we can connect these universes.
Yeah.
The problem with that though is this exclusivity is the new. They already announced it, brother, coming out with the Mandalorian game, but it's going to be an Xbox exclusive.
Oh, no, they leaked the footage, and that's what it's going. Oh, man, I'm so mad.
And I'm trying to comicbook.com is acting funny. Yeah, it's going to be an MMO. It's going to be an MMO Mandalorian game exclusively for the Xbox.
That is so lame.
Disgusting.
Bro, I mean, I could get Game Pass on my computer, but.
No, that is disgusting.
Xbox Bethesda. Like, cause Bethesda Games is gonna make it.
I'm not so upset. I mean, I love Fallout, but Bethesda is not known for making the most.
That's not even my gripe. My gripe is Xbox.
I mean, my gripe is both of them, but I mean, damn, because I love Fallout. Everybody knows I love me a good Fallout, but
now you gotta get your Xbox, man.
Hell no, that's not gonna make me get it. That is not gonna make me get it.
Nah, bro, they better clear this exclusivity shit, because I mean, it is what it is. Because when it comes to games, bro, I will miss out on the game because
of a system.
Because if I got to invest in the system, think about it, bro. I'm a huge Metroid fan, and
I still ain't bought a Switch.
And I said I get one of that once the new Prime comes out.
Realistic view, you gonna sit there? And
no, because I'm gonna play Smash in this because because their demographic of how they do that. I wouldn't mind having one, but right now I'm so invested in my PlayStation. It's like, bro. I'm invested in my PlayStation.
As you should be, because you're a goddamn adult.
Right. It's the superior system. It does everything you need it to do and more.
And less. I need it to be $400 cheaper than what it is.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. That's just
yeah. But they neither confirmed.
It will happen when the PlayStation 6 comes.
They neither confirmed nor denied it. But rumors like that, bro, in today's climate, like, it's. I kind of see that coming. They're like, all right, it's going to be exclusive.
Oh, is that cash out?
Or it might come out for a year.
Sony and Marvel are definitely going to have some kind of merger.
It's like. Like a merger between Sony and Marvel?
No, I just think they're going to come to an agreement on the whole exclusivity of the rights of the characters.
Yeah, because I think, like,
gonna have to give them.
Disney is like.
Because Disney pretty much have shown you, like, once they make the deal with you, they're going to use you.
Yeah, and you're going to get your money's worth.
No, I think it's the
opposite. I'm talking about use you. I mean, like.
I'm talking about the fact that.
You're going to get seen.
You're going to get seen.
Just Sony, like, Sony is more in line of
Charles.
It's like
so sad.
Let's go. Let's hurry up and get back there. I guess I'll say Sony and Square Enix make sense, and I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
like,
it definitely does.
The Star Wars Xbox games, like
Kingdom Hearts.
I see what you're doing, but it's like you want them to stay in the middle about it. But depending, like Sony could make a move that would emphasize. Disney saying, you know what, we're going to stick with the American company and we're going to use them to make this game. Because it had been different. They never got fully in the bed with Kingdom Hearts. Like, Kingdom Ever. Hearts was a sneak link, bro. Yeah. They literally.
Because that's why they don't acknowledge it at Disney.
They don't acknowledge it at all.
No Square Enix, though, right?
With Disney. They couldn't make that game without Disney being in bed with them. That's, it always says,
it's always
in Disney. Collaboration with Disney.
Yeah.
Presented by Disney.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, Disney went to Square Enix.
Oh, hell no. Square Enix went to Disney.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it was mutual to both parties, but man, Disney didn't see the vision.
Mm-mm.
And not at
all. They were like, you want to use some of our characters for this all game you got? Whatever.
And Silicon Valley is way closer to Burbank, California than Tokyo is. So if your lobby is standing across the street, I'm pretty sure his deal can get to your desk way faster than, you know.
Because like I told Starman.
Japanese one.
They have had two events where Kingdom Hearts was referenced at Disney. One time was in Japan, one time was in America. The only other time that they made any reference to Kingdom Hearts was at a wedding of a Disney fan on a cruise ship, and only Donald and Goofy showed up in their Kingdom Hearts outfits. They got the outfits for them. They just don't ever wear them.
Come on.
They're right.
Come on.
Don't even let them wear the shit for Halloween or nothing, bruh. They do not reference Kingdom Hearts at the parks anyway. They don't sell Kingdom Hearts merch.
Of course not, because they don't own it.
They just ain't getting.
They got all the. You go to Disney Worlds and all this kind
of
shit.
They'll make money off the back end of this shit.
And they do. They just announced Kingdom Hearts 4.
Because Disney gonna double dip, bro. I don't never see them not double dipping. Even if they get the Mandalorian game, Bethesda still gonna put that shit out on Xbox. No, it's gonna be exclusive on Xbox. It's kind of like, I think they gonna do it.
But like you said, it might just be for a year.
And then it was like, alright, now everybody can get it.
Yeah.
Well, alright, man. So, Marvel. People want the real Marvel movie. That's what they were saying. And this week.
We sure got it.
You got it. You got Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, we got that shit.
Gunshots.
We got that shit.
I heard a song with that sample in it throughout the whole fucking song, bro. I heard that shit throughout the whole song, bro.
Hey, that's dope.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Damn, I wish we would have thought of that shit.
It can, man. Anything can be a snare.
Yeah.
Even slamming doors.
Because that's what was happening in this.
You know what I'm saying?
Slamming and opening doors left and right.
All right, man. So Doctor Strange came out. Now, before we get into it, I want to let everyone listening, spoilers ahead, bro. Full spoiler alert.
Talk about this shit without him in there.
Like, you got to know. Like, when we doing this shit.
There's no way to talk about this movie without the spoilers.
Spoilers.
So, by the time you hear this, you've had ample time to see it or have already been spoiled.
Well, these fucking spoiler headlines, damn, they tried to spoil the shit for me.
I missed every single one of them.
Bro, I'm sick of people
Bro, okay, since we're here, which ones did you see? Which ones did you see?
So, the spoilers that I got, were basically this. I knew Professor X was going to be in it, but like I said, that came from the trailer. Like, you know, saw that from the trailer, and I knew Captain Britain was going to be in it.
Yeah, Captain Carter.
Captain Carter. I knew Captain Carter.
That was in the trailer also.
So it was...
Missed that trailer.
I missed the trailer. So when I seen it in the headlines, I was like, hey, this was a spoiler. I was like, no, it's in the trailer. That's what I learned later. That was the only real, real spoiler. That was a fake out that didn't happen in the movie that they talked about. But that didn't happen either. But today, since, you know, this is a Saturday, mm-hmm. That was disgusting. Bro, it was disgusting. They were like, bro, if you didn't see this shit third, bro. Now that I didn't have to filter my eyes from seeing spoilers, boy, it's disgusting. All you writers, bro, all y'all writers that just can't wait till Monday, just at the least Monday to get your headline off, come on, man, y'all fucking it up for all fans, because if you got to mute yourself because they'll put the title in the headline, they'll put the picture up there like...
As the tag picture.
You know, so like...
Immediately spoiling the shit for you. Even if you are actively trying not to see the stuff, no matter what, when you look at it, you are immediately spoiled.
You got to
see. Screen grab.
I feel like there's a... You know, they got cancel culture. I feel like you got spoil culture.
There is spoil culture. They put embargoes in place, and then even Marvel actively, they put out PSAs now with the actors talking about, please don't spoil the movie.
See, I hadn't seen that PSA since that Avengers movie.
No, they did one for Doctor Strange.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it like they I did for the Avengers movie.
I mean, it's...
Avengers movie PSA, every single one of them actors, I saw it in multiple places. Like I said, I hadn't seen it. And I'm super active. Like, I wasn't looking for Doctor Strange stuff, so maybe it didn't come up on my radar. But like I said, luckily for me, I didn't come across anything. And then I only seen a half of a trailer anyway, so all the shit in there was a complete mystery to me.
Right. He's like, I'm lost to all of it.
Yes. Everything in there was like, oh, okay. And then I didn't see Spider-Man 2. I still hadn't seen the Spider-Man movie, too.
Well, I mean, they only made slight references to Spider-Man, so it's not like anything in there directly correlated so much. It did, but it didn't. But it did, but it didn't.
So... You saw the exact points. Like, that's one thing about it. Like, you kind of saw where this movie was supposed to come out right after WandaVision. Mm-hmm. Like, the year WandaVision came out, it was supposed to come a couple months later. And then you saw when, you know, they added Spider-Man. So you saw when they, like, what they had to reshoot.
Put that in. Yep.
Yeah, when it was like, nah, we're going to do this after Spider-Man. Because the WandaVision shit, like, it would have been perfect if it came right after WandaVision. Yeah, but then you would have spoiled you would have spoiled Spider-Man.
No, it would not have been perfect because what if... If it came right after WandaVision, I would not have seen What If. And a lot of the stuff that I saw in What If opened me up to the stuff that was in Doctor Strange.
I feel like it could have went...
Stuff, Captain Carter, Captain America, British America, whatever.
A reveal.
Yeah. You know. It would have been a bigger reveal. That's
Yeah. It would have been a bigger reveal, yeah.
Yeah. It would have set What If... back and away.
But see, but also as somebody who is not privy to knowing a lot about different universes and like the zombie shit and all that stuff like
that. What if it looked like...
If I would have saw that before What If,
yeah.
I would have been a lot more confused. Like, niggas got zombies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really would have
they made What If.
I would not have had context for it. I would have been a lot more confused. And the only thing I was really confused about was who was Chavez?
America Chavez.
Well, but before that, okay. I don't know. I can look at it and tell that, no, What If would have made way more sense because you would have got a taste for it in the Doctor Strange movie. Mm-hmm. Then saw What If and been like, oh, I get a full episode with her in it. Dang, she's really awesome. You know, with Hayley Atwell, you got mm-hmm. her character. With the zombie, you'd have been like, oh, that was that was a reference to this. And then when you got the Doctor Strange and What If that went off the rails, you would have been like, dang, they should have put him in the movie.
That was him, though.
That
wasn't him.
That wasn't him. No, that motherfucker that was way not, too no, far
that was
gone.
Not Strange Supreme.
Strange Supreme was super sick.
Yeah, he went around every universe killing every other version of himself and creature.
That nigga saw Jet Li the One and was like, yo, I'm That's totally doing to do. This shit.
That is what I need.
I am totally doing this shit.
Oh, I kind of.
Because he wanted to get. Because that was the extreme.
They never really said what happened to everybody in his universe.
No, I'm about to break it down.
He wanted to get the girl back. He wanted to get the girl. Wanda was a. That's why, because you saw What If, and the way Wanda added in What If was exactly how Supreme Strange acted in What If.
Yesterday.
Shout out to Mackie. That's what he said.
Strange character arc in this movie.
In this movie. That's all she was just a girl version of him. The exact same plot, bro.
That's exactly what it was. She had to come to terms with you trying to change the universe and change the timelines to get to this point that you feel like you can get this person, or in her case, her kids back, and you become a monster in the process, blinded by everything that you're doing. Mm. And that's exactly what happened to her. I mean, the only difference is she got blinded by the Darkhold, and Strange just was blinded by his love for her, and he just could not.
WandaVision
could not go back.
They fucked up. They put the directors in a tight spot, because Wanda, at the end of WandaVision, Doctor Strange was supposed, now you see what she was doing. Yeah. Doctor Strange was supposed to walk up on her then.
Yeah, but and that would have been so much better. It would have fixed that.
They could have just did it then, the introduction then, but I guess since they were waiting on the movie, they were like, you know what, we're going to wait till next year. Let's take him out, because we're going to use him as Spider-Man.
Yep.
Because I think someone came at the last minute and was just like, bruh.
No, save it, dog, save it.
Like, we ain't going to do what we were going to do with Spider-Man. We were going to do some shit with the Skrulls. We were going to do some shit with,
Secret Wars is coming all off rip.
They were just like,
Persians. I was like,
They was like, we're not going to give. That's like, bro, we ain't finna give Sony Secret Wars. So, bro, let's just do the Doctor, let's promote Doctor Strange with Spider-Man. Like, bro,
follow me on this.
We going to promote Doctor Strange and Spider-Man.
How?
Bro, I just
give him one more
Take him out of Wanda and just put him in Spider-Man, bro.
We're going to give him one more day instead of House of M. But everybody wants House of M. But they want one more day too. Trust me.
And I like
follow
that.
Follow us on this.
When you pointed that out to me last night, I'm like, that shit broke down everything in my mind. Because I was like, all these shows came out consecutively, one after another. So when you add up the events of them, I see where Doctor Strange really could have fit. And where they just pulled him out. And it was still okay.
And I like how they canonized that we really are on Earth 616. We are in the comic book universe, the main comic book continuity.
616. I like when they said that.
Mysterio said it, but we can't believe anything Quentin Beck says, but he pulled that information from somewhere. Christine reconfirmed it. We are officially Earth 616.
I need to pause you right there. Because hold on. Where the fuck did he get that information?
I don't know, but he had all these people on his team. Somebody pulled it off the internet somewhere.
Who the fuck knew?
Somebody on his team pulled it off the internet somewhere.
About Quentin Beck?
Yeah. Because he told Spider-Man in No Way and Far From Home, yeah, you guys are from Earth 616. I'm from, he made up some other universe.
Maybe it's like a paradox, bro. The fact that he said 616. All right, 616, claim.
Yep, we're here.
That's it. It's claim. He said it. He said it first.
That's where we are.
We are. 616.
But it's Quentin Beck. You can't trust anything he says. So.
And then even in Spider-Man, they made him one of those little, you know, when the dimensions got open, the multiverses got open.
There was another one.
That was a silhouette.
Another Mysterio.
Yeah, it was Mysterio had a silhouette.
Of course, it was all his main villains. That's why I'm excited about the Kraven movie. Oh, that was what I forgot last week. At CinemaCon, they got to see like two pieces of the new Kraven movie with Buddy, who was Quicksilver in the MCU. So that shit is a go. But that's really interesting, because
I knew I saw that shit somewhere.
Oh, that they were doing Kraven?
That they had Buddy who played Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not playing Kraven, but he's in.
No, he is Kraven.
That's Kraven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I thought he was just in it. I didn't know he was playing.
Kraven the Hunter.
Damn.
And that takes me back real quick. I just got to take this tangent. Shout out to Black on those Marvel audiobooks. I love that shit. I love them.
Anthony Taylor Johnson. Ain't that a kick ass?
Yep.
Right. Not a kick in the ass. That's actually kick ass.
Bro, that casting right there just kind of fucks up the whole... Whatever, bro.
But they said he fits. They showed this one scene of him running in the snow, and then this other scene with him jumping on a bus and.
That nigga wants some redemption, bro. Shit.
Yeah.
Like,
he ain't got to redeem himself for nothing. That nigga was kick ass.
But they didn't.
And he was Quicksilver.
A lot of respect, and he died as Quicksilver, and they wanted him to come back, and they didn't bring him back.
Right. And they brought, what's his name from the
Fox universe,
bro? Let me, Mac. Yo, I know that's your girl, Elizabeth. I'm not talking about.
Yeah, you're right. Excuse
I'm not talking about Miss Olsen. She's a phenomenal actress. And actually, in this movie, I'm going to give her flowers, because I'm about to shit on Wanda.
Wanda crazy psycho bitch, but I still love her.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Was X-Men part of Sonyverse at first?
That's Fox.
Fox Sony.
That was a Fox. Yeah, that was a Fox movie. 20th Century. That was a 20th Century Fox movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it wasn't in
conjunction with Sony.
Bruh, I'm funny shit on Wanda. Because we got to, bro. Like,
but it's not her fault.
It's absolutely her fucking fault. No,
she was corrupted by the dark hole. She had right. black on her fingers. It's not her fault.
She went in, bro. She need, like, fuck bringing my brother back. I'm finna create these. I want my kids.
I want my imaginary babies.
Yep, I want. They ain't she imaginary. They real. They are real.
I'm fucking dreaming.
I'm finna go get these motherfuckers.
From another universe.
Right. And she just was not listening to Wong, and that was the thing about it.
I love how Wong just straight up asked her, like, I'm going to ask you straight up, Shawty. Like, what you going to do? How come? Hold up. Shawty got powers, and she can send you. Why don't you just make her send you there, and you do whatever the fuck you going to do to your version of you that's there, and just skip all this. She said, well, what if they get sick, and I have to find the cure in another multiverse?
Cure? Like, girl.
Mac, yo heard me when that shit happened, because as soon as she said, I was like, man. I just smacked my tail. I'm like,
like, bruh. I was like, baby girl, no.
I was gonna be like, you, like,
for real, like Wanda, real.
They tripping, bro.
If your babies get sick, you have chaos magic.
You're a witch.
You can create reality. You can suck that shit out of them. They will be fine.
You're a whole witch.
Yes.
No, shout out to them planning up Mother's Day, bro.
Yeah.
Because Mother's Day is Sunday.
Yeah.
And they were doing all like magic.
Your children with magic. Don't all mothers do
that? All mothers do?
Yes, they do.
I like the mother puns, man. The mother pun. That was cute. That was cute, man. Because I like her.
I'll be damned.
I like her. This is me being, you know, reasonable.
And then the line when she was like, yeah, if you don't give her up, it won't be Wanda coming for her. It'll be the Scarlet Witch. Like, yo,
I like how sinister she. It'll be the Scarlet Witch.
Playing.
Sam Raimi was able to get in his bag with turning her into a straight up horror villain. Mm. Red eyes and everything, bro. Like,
what's going on here?
Yes.
How many different horror elements did you see? We saw Carrie.
Oh, so many.
We saw
callbacks. Carrie. That was one.
We saw The Ring.
The Ring, that was two.
We saw Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm. It. Saw The Evil Dead. Dead.
Yeah.
Evil Dead, yeah.
So many.
Like her
post credit scenes was dedicated to the shit.
Like running, and then, you know, you turn around and she's right there and she's sinister. Like, bro, they took all of these.
The running through the small, tight area, closing the door behind you, and she's busting them open. Like, every kind of horror movie trope. Yeah.
Yep.
The one when they thought they closed her back there and she pops up from an unsuspecting angle. Like,
bro, she was like Jason, bro. She kept coming.
Yes.
And you couldn't stop her, bro. And she ain't never run, bro. She never ran, bro.
She was watching it
in 3D.
She was fucked up and she was still catching them.
She was walking like, you saw when she hit the Ultron. Walking like, oh, shit.
Which kind of made me kind of mad that they never did go back to the fact that she was supposed to be a mutant, bro. Like an Omega.
No, she wasn't. She was the Scarlet Witch. She's a Nexus being.
Omega level mutant, bruh.
She's a Nexus being. That's what they calling her for now. She is a Nexus being.
Her version that she tried to fight might have been the mutant.
I can see that.
Because we don't know. Like, she got the kids, but she got her powers.
Too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her powers got taken over. Maybe the Nexus being is just stronger than the mutant version of herself. Because,
I mean, because that would not make her a Nexus being. Version of her is the Scarlet Witch.
Well, I'm saying
she's stronger than
that. The Nexus version of her got way more motivation.
Oh, yeah.
And resolve to get that power. Like, she was on.
She got something to fight for right now. She's living her happy life.
Bro, she was Vegeta with kids, bro. Like, I got something to fight for. Like, hell yeah, all I need is something to fight for and I can push myself to even higher limits. Like, nah, my kids. I'm finna bring my kid. I'm like, Shawty, you got the power, but you can't even, like.
Well, see, they only mention K'thon, like, twice in the movie. They mention the mountain where K'thon etched all the shit in the wall. But in the comic books, that's where the High Evolutionary was creating his Animan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where K'thon came to the Earth realm the first time, and his powers went into Wanda. So they kind of gave you a little bit of that, but not enough, because I think in Wanda's solo movie, that's when we're going to get K'Thon. We ain't got him yet. They mentioned him. They keep talking about the chaos magic, not the source of it. And we're going to go back to the dark dimension. I don't know if K'Thon's going to be in there, but it's going to be Dormammu.
Yeah, they say Governor DeSantis in Florida took a few school buses of kids there. He wanted to give them examples in burning books and why it's good.
Really?
Nah, I just made that up, but I thought that shit was straight goddamn fly.
Duh. That is not why
burning books, bro. They burning them.
Books is terrible. As you can see in this movie, that is not the way to go.
I was like, bro, we got to burn them.
No.
We got to. We got to. Like Shadow told Wong, you can't do it because if you burn the dark, if you stab the dark hole, you going to die.
Right. And she went for it. She went for that.
Bro, they brought up Kung Lung.
Can't be you.
Right.
Bruh.
So Iron Fist is confirmed in this universe.
Bruh, I thought, so when they did the Kung Lung, I was like, I thought for sure that was just going to be some Shang-Chi. I was just like, bro, like, you know me, like, I don't give a fuck how insensitive and politically incorrect this shit may sound, but I'm just like, bro, Kung Lung and Shang-Chi makes a lot of sense. But I'm like, nah, Kung Lung, you know, we got to, there's a set.
Magical than you think, we're going to bring that in.
With the magic, Kung makes perfect sense. They was like, bro, we got people from Kung Lung.
It was a mystical damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they even said that shit on Spider-Man back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And just like I told Starman yesterday, I was like, I wouldn't have even been mad if they had re-mentioned Kung Lun through Moon Knight. Because Moon Knight took the powers from him at one point. So, you know, it would have been cool just for that. But
yeah,
got Kung Lun through Doctor Strange.
Bro. Doctor Strange.
Fucks with Kung Lun.
So, Ocean, you asked earlier, like, you were confused on America Chavez, who is Miss America. That's her comic name. Yeah, Miss America.
I just didn't know. I didn't know who she was.
She was
in with dimension punching power.
She was introduced in 2011, and that's, you know, nutshell. She can punch stars through shit. You know, I love that shit, bro. Just punch
star shaped portals.
Star shaped portals. But her, she flies and she punches
shit. She's got a lot of different powers. Yeah,
and she has two moms.
Yeah. So, and she's a lesbian.
That's what got the movie banned in
Saudi Arabia. Just the fact that
she had two moms
and she's got a pride pin and her jacket said love is love in Spanish.
So what's up?
No.
How does...
They're aliens.
Ponytails.
Women, yeah.
Oh, ponytails.
Avatar.
Yeah, right. Like Avatar, bro. I don't know.
Alien, they're scientifically advanced because in the comics, she got her powers because they put her in this machine to test it, and it sucked her through, and then she absorbed the ability to make the portals.
So I was and this, she was a, that she had a dad, but her mom left her dad, and then
I mean they ain't got to make it that deep, bro. I mean she could have just been adopted, bro. Her parents obviously didn't understand these powers.
Yeah,
so it's just like she could have been adopted.
Scientifically advanced women planet.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha. All right,
Themyscira.
Yeah,
like super spacey Themyscira possibly. I like them going
Like I said, but other than that, I mean, that was the only thing I was confused on. I love how they brought in. I mean, it was a couple superheroes that I didn't know who the fuck they were.
I wanted them to go to like a solid world and have an experience there. Like that was one of my gripes that I didn't.
They did though.
Well, I feel like they didn't. I felt like, you know, they crossed through all these
Illuminati.
No, what you did with the Illuminati, you went one particular place and congregated other multiverses to one particular multiverse to have a meeting to decide, this is actually, we're in charge of the multiverse.
No, hell no. That was their universe.
That was...
No, the instead of Avengers, they had the Illuminati in that universe. And the Doctor Strange from the Illuminati in that universe...
Caused the incursion.
Caused an incursion and knew that some shit was going to happen in the future. So he was like, if I ever show up again, bring my ass here. And that was what that was about.
Okay, I got you.
They have to keep fighting incursions because their Doctor Strange caused one and now they know about it.
Yeah, it's like that. But my whole point was they congregated there. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, you know, with all the different multiverses that they could have introduced by, they gave it through you through the flashes of, guess where they are now? 2 seconds. Guess where they are now? 1 second. Yeah. Guess where they are? 1 second.
Worlds, but you didn't get to go to
You didn't get the experience of them going through there. They just landed on a couple.
I would like to see that futuristic
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. Right, that futuristic. Like, I don't know what was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I don't know what dimensions those were. But yeah. I do have to give a shout out because they went through an animated universe. And I've been saying this ever since What If came out. Ever since Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse came out. Acknowledging the MCU that the animated universe is part of the multiverse.
Yeah.
Or a version of their animated universe is part of the multiverse. Because that Captain Carter is not the Captain Carter from the show.
Nah.
That ain't her. Because she got her ass thrapped. That ain't Peggy Carter that was with Hydra Smasher.
Well, now that you're saying that she's in this, like, killing the whole idea that these multiverse versions, you know, collected and like, it was like, nah, if Black Bolt, the Illuminati in this
version. Actor from the show.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
Oh, well, damn.
I checked the credits to make sure. That was him.
Damn. That was dope. Like, having that Illuminati was cool, but at the same time, the fan in me, it was just like, bro, you swapped out Iron Man for Ms. Marvel. I didn't like that. And you swapped out Mordo for Namor,
and I didn't like that either.
Well, no.
Black Panther.
Black Bolt was there. They swapped out Captain Carter for, they swapped out Captain Carter for,
Namor.
For Black Panther.
But, I mean, Namor still wasn't there.
He ain't been introduced yet.
That's what I'm saying, but he's gonna be in the new Black Panther movie. So
I mean, but he ain't been introduced yet. But hey, John Krasinski, like him being introduced as Mr. Fantastic was like that was your motherfucking
fans, we heard you.
Daredevil catching the brick.
Yeah,
fans, you know what I'm saying. That was it. That was all the fan service to be like. Once I saw that moment, I know what score I was giving this movie. Once I saw that moment, I said, oh, shit, that gave me Mr. Fantastic.
And he came in through the Doctor Doom time portal like that. I was like, bro, y'all giving us shit on top of shit. And he's already had Franklin Richards and...
he already got his twin. He's like, I got kids. Trust me, I know.
Right.
Like, that was my favorite. That was it, bro. I really fucked with that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, bro, y'all so fucking awesome. Like, I love that part.
Yes.
Like, just him being in, that sold the whole thing because, you know, I like how he brought up Spider-Man. The different Spider-Mans that they can contact. But they was like, nah, we're going to go to Scarlet Witch. And they played on her. It's like, hey, you going to help us with this? She was like, actually, I started this shit. We going to finish this shit.
That was Shuma Gorath yesterday. And after the scene was over, I leaned over to him. I was like, actually, I don't think that's Shuma Gorath.
I knew it wasn't Shuma Gorath. I knew it was...
Because
Shuma Gorath supposed to be green, though, right?
No.
I mean, they can change his color, I guess.
No, yeah. That was... Damn.
Gargantos?
Gargantos.
But Shuma Gorath also is a creature of the Chaos Dimension. He would not be controlled by Wanda. If anything, you know, he would have had his own motivations.
Maybe they're saving that for 3.
I mean, that's possible. That's definitely possible because they got to go to the Dark Dimension.
They're going to different dimensions. Like,
mm-hmm. Thea is in here like... Okay, we got to say that. That's the post-credit scene. You got to say that.
Mm. All right, so before we get there... Yeah, man.
Go back to America Chavez real quick.
Yeah, thank you. I was headed back there, man. She didn't get a... Let's stay on her for a sec, man, because she was... He works really good with teenagers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He works really well with teenagers, bro.
She showed out, dog.
Like, bro, you a teacher, bro. You the cool teacher, bro.
Basically.
Like,
what happened was she was brought to a private island of a billionaire.
Talking about Comet?
Yeah. I'm just gonna reference this real quick for Ocean so he'll know more about America Chavez, who she is, you know, who they, and then compare, make your comparison to the one we just saw. Okay. Her and her little sister was brought to a billionaire's island. Now get this. The billionaire was named Dr. Gates or whatever. He was working in microbiology. Found out that America and her little sister have what they called Edges syndrome. Edges syndrome is the link between that and having 2 X chromosomes or 2 Y chromosomes. Basically, that one chromosome that makes you gay. Or whatever. They basically were trying to cure their born gayness, as you would say.
Yeah, their quote unquote gay gene.
Yeah, their gay gene. You know what I'm saying? That's what
trying not to say nothing about that.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say it because Family Guy done already made a whole episode about it. So, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It needs to be known, like, where this shit originated from and why this shit is so important. You're not
being insensitive to the subject.
No, this is why it's so important, though.
Yeah. No, I'm giving that disclaimer to everybody out who try to misconstrue what we saying right now.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that.
You're not being insensitive to the subject.
Right. The thing is, if y'all fucking gonna be offended, then just skip the part like we said in the first place. But America Chavez was the front runner for gay pride, you know what I'm saying, for Marvel. Like, they had other gay characters or whatever, but she was gonna be like super pride, you know, character or whatever. Cause they already had, who's that on DC?
Original Green Lantern, Alan Scott was gay. His son was gay.
I'm thinking about Mr. Terrific. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I was about to say Mr. Fantastic, but that's
Reed
Richards. Like,
No, Mr. Terrific. They made him the flag dude for DC
about that.
For a while, and then the Dreamer was their trans character.
Yeah, because they brought her in on the Flash TV show.
On Supergirl.
Supergirl, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, I say that to say this. The reason they showed the parents being both, you know, of the same sex was because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they trying to justify why she would think like that or why she would feel like that growing up. You know what I'm saying? Instead of actually
giving... They tried to get ahead of it because they ain't even give you no inclination that she herself...
Other than the pen.
Yeah, and that could even still...
And I didn't even notice that until y'all said it.
Yeah.
And on her jacket.
Yeah.
So it's like you would just think it's based on that was her upbringing.
Her mama. Her mama's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I thought it was some fucking teenager rainbow shit. Like, I didn't even
catch
make the
none
correlation.
Of that. Yeah,
she's full on alphabet.
Gang, gang.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, we just wanted to let y'all know that that's like very important because
we appreciate and respect all recognition and representation.
I don't care what fucking letter you is because we all goddamn part of the same.
A letter of some alphabet.
We all the same fucking alphabet, goddamn.
Not me. Only alphabet I'm a part of is U.S.
Right. U.S. only.
Guess what, nigga?
Heart don't bump no goddamn Kool-Aid. It bumps apple pie.
Well, you drank plenty of goddamn Kool-Aid, motherfucker, so stop telling that lie.
That? I do not. Drink no Kool-Aid.
You drink motherfucking Mountain Dew. What the fuck you think that is with carbonation in it?
Bruh, them motherfuckers will swear up and down.
Those are fighting words, Cobra Kai.
Right. Them motherfuckers will swear you up and down that Mountain Dew is not Kool-Aid.
Mountain Dew? Oh my God.
Nectar of the gods for them.
They
suckling from... Odin Jesus dick.
Teeth. Jesus. We don't know Odin. This is America.
No, it's Odin's dick.
We don't know Odin. So this is America.
No, hell no.
You're suckling from Jesus' teeth.
Wait a minute.
Jesus' teeth.
Every racist white person I know swear up and down.
Aryan Nation.
They swear they swear.
Yeah, you're right.
They swear.
You're right. Because
they got some Nordic tattoo they don't know or understand on them.
They Celtic than a motherfucker.
Yeah, Celtic than a motherfucker.
Nordic, Celtic.
Yep, that's all the same shit.
The only thing you did just fucked your cousin.
That's it.
That don't count, bro.
Some shit and drank beer while pouring it all over myself.
They cousins in Ireland and Scotland.
That sounds so great.
So, Doctor Strange.
Yes.
For some change.
So
that shit up.
So, dog. All right, so,
bro.
Wanda was on a mission. Like she was just like, bro, when we say she was just like Superior Strange or Supreme Strange, bro.
Supreme,
she,
Supreme.
So, bro, yeah. She literally, like that. I ain't like how they didn't believe, buddy. But I like how when Professor X, like,
went in his mind,
he was just like, nah, you know what? You a good one. I trust him. I already know what the deal is. That's why I'm like, bro, why you questioning? Bro, I'm like, bro, nigga, Mordo, can you shut the fuck up? Why you questioning the telepath?
Bro, why are you hating, bro?
Because he told him off rip.
You a hater, bro.
You were jealous of my strange hair. and you wanted to be here so bad. Let that shit happen.
On the last episode, were we just not talking about how we don't know how to say that nigga name, Chetwe?
That's what I told him. You can tell me that man's name is Chetwe, but I don't believe that.
Oh, that's his name, yeah.
That's what they told
you. Because I was the one. I could say the shit like Chetwe. No,
that's what they told you. That's a joke that he playing on everybody in America. That's not how you pronounce his name, and he knows that.
Yeah, he knows that.
He told us.
He knows that.
That's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, just Chetwe.
That is not his name.
Hell no.
That shit
ain't
Chiba
Tabba.
My brother, he gave him a, you know. Nah, it was fucked up because they kept running into the people they were supposed to trust that was gonna help them end up being like wanna get in on the shit. They turned this shit to like a cop movie where you're trying to protect the witness. At one point this shit turned to Kate. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit
caving
was...
for them all?
No, Kate. The Netflix. Yeah, it's just like, at one point, it was just like I don't trust
you.
Protect the girl. That's what I mean by that. I'm not getting to the intricacies of that story. I'm just saying, just protect the girl. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to protect the girl. Like, that was the whole point. Like, you're going to protect the girl. Everybody getting killed. Bro, she took out Captain Carter with the Frisbee shield, decapitation, like, through the midsection, just split her open, dog.
Hell, bro.
Just chopped in half.
Mm. That shit. And then you seen the blood splatter just coming off and
that's
dropping.
That's what I said. Lately, they've been showing blood in these things.
I watched that PG-13, bro.
They pushed it, bro, because they did that. Like, Black Bolt got it to work.
What? I mean,
what?
It was a tie between him and Reed Richards, bro, because she.
Ain't no way.
She shredded him and exploded his head, bro.
Yeah, that was nasty.
That was fucked up.
She unraveled him.
It was like, they got it tied.
She turned
that man
into, like,
yelled.
Stream, bro.
That man yelled. It bounced back and blew his brain in.
Like, yeah, but he's super stretchy. He would expect that he could recover from that. No, she
turned that nigga into silly stream, bro.
Yeah, like she. Mm. Imagine your whole entity being ripped apart, and you're known for being able to stretch.
You know how you got a hangnail and you pull it in,
and it just starts pulling off.
She turned that man into a Twizzler, bro.
Yeah, like you said yesterday, like if you pull a Twizzler apart, string by string,
pulling peel.
Yeah,
fiber tore every fiber of your being
and
apart.
Then it just exploded his head.
She did the tongue and eyeball.
Bruh, that shit just
finish him. That's all I was thinking that whole scene.
Yep.
They all try her and see, that's the point that got me. I was mad when I got when I got this version of Ms. Marvel, you know, I was just like Captain Marvel. I'm like, man,
what?
See.
You finna die too.
Well, I'll tell you why. I wasn't sold on Superior Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
bruh, you swapped them out.
It's like, is that Iron Woman?
I know. I
see what you're saying. They gave us her instead of giving us an actual Iron
but
Man.
But the fact that they were just going to kill him off, I'm kind of glad I ain't have to see the nigga die again, bro.
Right.
Because what if kept killing Tony? And that's the reason why what if got the scold that he did. I was like, bruh, like, read the room, dog. You just can't keep killing the nigga.
Man, that's
damn it, y'all just kept killing Tony. So I'm glad I didn't have to see Tom Cruise's version of Tony get killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was just nah, kill this bitch, bro. Like,
he was playing Iron Man?
That was the internet rumor.
Superior Iron Man.
In the 90s, there was a version of Avengers that was gonna come out, and he was gonna be Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
So for this movie, the rumor was he was gonna be cast as Superior Iron Man.
Yeah.
That would have been.
He didn't deny the shit either. He was just like, if they
came, probably don't feel that
right. If they came to me, I'd do it.
Yeah,
they came to him.
But they, I mean, because doing it with her is just like
there
you
is
know.
There's another cut of the movie that
they gave us.
You know what? I find out what they do because they make
Rambo's mother.
They make the digital version of the scenes.
Maria Rambo.
They'll make the digital versions of the scene when they map out the movie. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have the director in and say, all right, this is, we paid a bunch of people CGI to create the pre-version. I want you to go in and film it and make it look like this. Mm-hmm. I think they probably had his they illustrated Superior Iron Man when they did, and I think
they just replaced it
in a live action.
Yeah, because she moved like fucking Iron Man.
That's mm-hmm. I thought that was some version of Iron Man. I didn't even catch.
Well, if you look at Superior Iron Man, he like the little the way this shit going around her
mask. I don't
mask.
Know what Superior Iron Man.
I'm telling you, whenever you see it, you'll be like, oh damn, she kind of got his outfit on. Like, in a sense, like
Superior Iron Man had this.
Yeah, he didn't have the armor.
He had silver and blue.
and it was nanotechnology like how it was in Endgame.
You'll like that comment if you ever read it, though.
Yeah, but his face was out.
He was a drug dealer. Tony Stark was a drug dealer.
Selling extremists.
Why would I like that? Uh-huh. I don't like drug Tony dealers.
Tony Stark was a straight up nickel and dime in the city on beauty. Extremists. He was selling beauty. He turned extremist.
That sounds so great.
Bruh, he turned extremist into the Brazilian butt lift that you can get with the monthly subscription on your phone with nanobots.
And it will.
You can get the body you want.
The best version of yourself.
But once you stop playing that monthly subscription, you go back to looking how you look. Yeah. And people, once they got it, they had that habit.
It was on, what was that? What was that shit when Buddy started using the cream and changed his face?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
But, yeah.
AKA, go back to the intro. AKA Superior Drug Dealing Iron Man.
I can't let you get that one off ever, bro. Never. You got Stone Cold. Be happy with that one, bro. Oh, you leave the Tonian. You leave the Stark. You leave the Stark into me.
I write that one down.
You leave the Stark into me.
Superior.
Like the podcast is produced by Star Superior, and he's gonna tell me about it.
Right. Y'all didn't go fight that week.
I'm a radioactive. I'm a art blast this nigga.
I already gonna fight him about the Eagles.
So the crazy part about that is, Ultron was created by Reed Richards in this universe, and I mean it's not far fetched.
But they worked on it together.
No, it was him and
Banner.
Pym. It was Tony and Hank Pym.
I thought it was a collaborative.
The original Ultron was created by Hank Pym. Then the other one was Tony Pym and Hank Pym.
Damn, I thought I saw in. Man, I don't know why I'm having.
It's a cartoon with Reed Richards.
Excuse me, I was fucking dreamwalking last night, bro.
I mean, it is possible.
I was fucking dreamwalking last night.
In this universe,
they introduced him.
Created him,
the smartest man in the universe,
and he is morally balanced. That motherfucker did not go against his protocol.
Yeah. And they said introducing the smartest man in the universe. I was like, Iron Man, Reed Richards. Oh shit!
That motherfucker just came in. Hey, how's it going, guys?
I look like Chris Pack on that episode of the Parks and Recreation.
That shit was good, boy. Oh, it's probably one of the pieces off the.
Yeah, off the microphone. Yeah, man. Don't worry about it.
That thing, I was like, damn, that shit just popped up. Where the hell that came from? It looked like a mole from over here.
Ah.
Some shit from the headphones.
Yeah.
But I like, once again, I got to give shout out to the soundtrack, dog. Danny Elfman, bro.
You got some headphone right here. Oh, okay.
He don't care.
Nigga, we live filming, nigga, this audio. They can't hear.
They can't see the visual.
My vanity don't
did that shit, dog.
My vanity don't reflect to the perception of males. It don't.
I mean, you think about it yourself, right?
What?
You a male.
No, I'm just saying, bro. Like, amongst my brothers talking about, you know. Yeah, I'm just saying, amongst my brothers talking about Doctor Strange, they got a piece of headphone fucking film on my damn forehead. I'm like, man, fuck that shit. It should be lucky to be on my face talking about this shit. You part of the conversation. Thank you.
Who's talking about
Sennheiser?
The Illuminati and how they replaced
Illuminati?
Namor.
Characters.
Yeah. Namor with.
Well, it could have been anybody that they replaced. I'm just saying they replaced certain characters with other people.
But they only did it with the point to kill them off. So I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, like, the original Illuminati was the people. Most of the people you saw up there, except for Mordo, who was replacing Strange, Doctor Strange, because Doctor Strange was a part of it originally.
Right.
You got who was that?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Thank you.
Could have been Black Panther's replacement.
That was Black Panther's replacement. Or Iron Man's replacement.
I mean, they replacing other people.
I'm saying. Because Reed Richards and Professor X were the only two truly representative, and Black Bolt were the only three truly representative of the actual collective. Everybody else was placeholders. But I did like it was diverse. They gave us women. They gave us a British woman. They gave us a black woman. Like, you know what? Mm-hmm. For the sake of diversity, it went a bunch of white men sitting in the motherfucking room telling us with all these superpowers how we gonna run shit.
Ain't black either. Ain't white either.
Yeah, it gave us a bunch of men last time, so now they kind of put some females in the mix, and I ain't even mad at it. Honestly, looking back at that shit, I was just like, yeah, bro. Honestly, yeah, y'all need some women in the mix, bro, because y'all tripping.
And let Christine be the one who analyzes all the multiverses and names them.
Yeah.
Like, she went from being a medical doctor to a doctor of science.
Like, I like...
She became one of the smartest humans in the universe.
Yeah, she had a bigger role. Like, the version of her, she had a bigger role. It wasn't just like, I'm gonna get married or I'm gonna die and damsel in distress type of shit. It was like...
She volunteered at Strange's funeral, and then she took up her own mantle. She was like, shit, me and him worked together. I was a respected doctor. I just... Yeah, you're gonna be under him.
No, nah, bro, they truly represented women in this movie. It wasn't a boys' club movie, bro. It was really I felt like this was the first time.
Ain't try to be too heavy-handed with
bro,
it.
Bro, they weren't heavy-handed with none of the social justice shit in this movie. And that's why I loved it, because I felt like, nah, bro, everybody that all the representation they gave you, they checked all the boxes and didn't make a big deal about it.
Yeah. They gave you more of Wong's Asian side. You got to see him fight with Asian weapons, with Asian fighting techniques, interact with more Asian people.
And he spoke Spanish.
Right. And he spoke Spanish when fucking Steven couldn't.
He was like, bro, I am the Sorcerer Supreme, bro. Like, he was like, bro, you know.
I stepped up.
He was like, you know, when you're the Sorcerer Supreme, bro, you can learn any language, bro. You really didn't care enough about any other language but English to not magically learn.
Even being a doctor, you didn't care enough about humans to want to learn another language for somebody you got to talk to.
Because this Strange, we've gotten so humble. When deep down inside, he is cocky as Tony, bro. This nigga is cocky as Tony.
Humble. You saw that every time his... ego got to jump up was when shit fucked up again.
I was just gonna say, the fact that he told Tony that this was the only way, instead of him making the sacrifice, you feel me?
He could have did it. There was a universe where he made the sacrifice.
Right, exactly. That's why I was like, nah, you kind of set Tony up to die, bro.
Because in the Illuminati universe, they won.
You could at least...
No, Doctor Strange went his own path.
No, because Wong cut off Buddy's arm.
Yeah.
And he could have did that to Thanos the whole time, but Doctor Strange didn't cut his arm off with the fucking portal. Just take the shit, get the glove, have it float back to him, snap. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Exactly, bro. It was so much shit that just made me feel like, oh, bro.
Doctor Strange was at a different place. He was not as advanced as he is now.
He wasn't the supreme, nigga. Like,
nope. He wasn't nowhere near where he is now. And then even now, you see some of the stuff he was doing in this movie.
Kind of like he's a penance.
He was going down that path of dark, evil shit.
Dark,
yeah, because he pulled them tentacles and he had them demon hands that came up. And
yeah, I saw that shit too.
I like how they played on that.
The axe, I can't remember whose axe it is, but he even pulled the axe. I'm like, see, he doing stuff he ain't supposed to be doing.
It was dabbling in some dark shit.
Yeah. Strange been doing stuff he shouldn't have been doing.
Right, because after he lost the title of Sorcerer Supreme, you know he was just going, like, I can't damn fall behind Wong, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got to do something.
And he understood how to start using the Eye of Agamotto, because when he tried to open the door, he used the eye first, and it didn't work. And he's like,
Nah, I tell you what fucked him up. Fucking 17-year-old kicked his ass, left him stranded in his own.
He had to get back on this shit. He was like, this shit can't happen again.
Bro, he needs some straightening. Spider-Man gave that nigga some straightening, bro. Like,
that shit ain't finna happen again.
He was just like, nah, this ain't happening again, bro. 17-year-old, that is good.
My ass in my own dimension.
With knowledge on geometry, just kick my ass, bro. Like, nah, you know what?
My magical shit with geometry.
I gotta step it up, bro. I've been lazy. I've been lazy, bro. I was gone for 5 years. Now I gotta catch up, bro.
Thought that putting somebody in the mirror dimension will dazzle them enough to not fight back. Yeah.
Arrogant, bro.
Like, he would not figure out where the central point is to link a web to it and anchor me down as a kid. All the time.
I'm gonna go and get one. All right. Doctor Strange. I mean, there's so much I could say about it. America Chavez was, you know, a darling to behold. You know, coming to age, story of her, learning her powers, Doctor Strange assisting her.
Another young Avenger on the scene.
Yeah, man. I did like that. Illuminati gave us the action. Wanda just murked everybody. Gory, you know, gory Hollywood horror scene. Sam Raimi was in his bag.
Gave her another full character art.
But Sam Raimi was in his bag, bro. Wanda was a straight up villain. And she was the truest villain because she was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Olsen was crazy, bro. I was like, Shawty, you look crazy.
You would understand and...
It made no sense.
Right. And it's like, Wanda, this time I don't agree with it because...
This shit just stupid.
Right. It's stupid at this point, but it's not your fault, baby.
You crazy and corrupted.
You got corrupted by the Darkhold. It ain't your fault.
So, fellas, let me get some numbers, man.
Hold on, before we get to that, we gotta talk about the post-credit scenes, bro.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay, cool.
Gotta talk about the post-credit scenes, bro.
All right, explain. Break it down, bro, because I looked on comicbook.com, you know, to find out what the fuck that was even about, and I'm still lost.
Okay, so, first off.
First credit scene.
Yeah, we got Cleo.
Call me now for your free reading.
Not that Cleo.
Lord of Mercy.
Miss Cleo, Auntie Cleo.
Lord of Mercy.
Right. We got Cleo, who was the Sorcerer Supreme, the female Sorcerer Supreme in Earthrealm and the Dark Dimension. She is Dormammu's niece and Doctor Strange's wife.
Yep.
Cool.
That is who Charisse Theron is playing. That... All the rumors that y'all have heard for all these years that Charisse Theron was going to be in the MCU, we didn't know who she was ever going to play. We thought it was going to be Guardians of the Galaxy or Thor Love and Thunder.
Right.
Nope. She is playing Clea.
Brought her in early.
Mm. Call it midnight for your free reading.
Brought in right on time as far as I'm concerned because it's tying in with...
Well, I mean, like, in comparison to what we were thinking.
Strange got to hold your gun, huh?
No, I'm just saying, like... But no,
that just ties in once again to the Secret War shit, bruh. I'm going to go in more on that after we give our scores. But, so the second credit scene, that was just a call back to Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell's connection.
Yeah.
And the whole Evil Dead thing.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell was always having to fight one of his evil hands in the movies or something fucked up happened.
Oh.
Right.
That was just a call.
That was dope, because I didn't get it, but I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, damn, bro, your hand's still slapping your ass.
That was pretty much what it was. That's why he was like, it's finally over, thank God, because that's why he had to chop his hand off in the Evil Dead. That's why he had the chainsaw hand.
Right.
Because in one movie... His hand got possessed by the Necronomicon. In another movie, his other hand got bitten by the Necronomicon. So it was like, shit's always happening with his hands and evil and shit. And the Necronomicon is kind of like...
It'll wear off in about 3 weeks.
Sam Raimi's equivalent to what the Darkhold is.
God.
That guy who was slapping himself that was being...
That's Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell.
From Evil Dead and the original Spider-Man's. He was in every original Spider-Man movie. He was always the guy that was fucking with Pete.
Oh.
Yeah.
When he went to go and see Mary Jane perform, he was like, nope, you can't come in. You're too late. You have to stay quiet. He was the French guy at the restaurant when he tried to propose to MJ.
Pecker.
Table for Pecker.
Table for Pecker.
But yeah, he Pecker. Was...
I thought he said Pecker.
He was the original Groovy. The guy from Evil Dead. Shotgun hand. Well, shotgun one hand and a chainsaw for another hand.
Mm.
And I like how they made the... I won't say made the connection, but still kept it up in the air. And it's like, oh, there's that zombie shit still. Because in the comic books, if you guys remember, the original Marvel Zombies scenario happened because... The Necronomicon had this spell that was oozing out, basically, and it created this, like, zombie virus.
Yeah.
Interdimensional zombie virus. It affected the Sentry. Then he came back to Earth, started killing everybody, and he's, like, one of the strongest heroes ever. So then it started turning everybody into zombies. Bruce Campbell had to come over to the Marvel Universe. Spider-Man was one of the only people still left, because for some reason... Him having that Spider-Man gene in him made the zombie shit affect him super slow. Mm-hmm. He got bit early on, but he was like one of the only people to still be a zombie and like retain consciousness.
His regenerative powers were stronger than Wolverine's, which surprised the fuck out of me.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. In certain situations, that's why Tobey Maguire in No Way Home, he was like, I've been stabbed before. And he was like, I'm not going to die.
Like, I'm not even worried about it.
Right. He thought he was dying at first when the sky cracked open, but then when he found out that was what was going down, he's like, oh, psh, I'm good. Mm.
Numbers.
So.
Ninjas.
Give it mine 9 off, just flat 9. It ain't no 9.5. It would have taken like 2 things for me to give it a 10, and I'll go into that after.
8.
I give it a 2.
Plus how many?
In another multiverse where things are opposite, so a 2 is really an 8. Mm.
Yeah, because we walk on red instead of green.
Yeah. I give Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness a 9.
We split right down the middle.
That averages out to a Ninja Please podcast. No, Ninja Please podcast average of 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5, excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't acknowledge points, so 9 out of motherfucking 10. Mm-hmm.
To me, the only thing that kind of fucked it up was something personal. I had some 8.5 shit going on with my eyes, so I really had to sit there and suffer through a lot of that movie because...
3D?
Yeah, that 3D shit fucked me up really bad, and I ended up going home and bleeding after that shit.
Damn.
But, It's not much that I could... I just wanted to be over a lot sooner because I was in pain. That was the only reason.
Gosh,
it wasn't like I didn't enjoy it, but I was like, I was like, man, I wish this shit would hurry up and wrap the fuck up. And then they did the end scene credit shit. I was so disappointed that, like, damn, that was it. I waited through this shit for just this nigga to stop slapping himself.
Yeah, so I'm ready to go. Nah, man, I enjoyed
my drops.
I enjoyed it, man. Honestly, like, for what they did, it was worth the wait. Like, that, my biggest gripe was going to be, bro, y'all going to make me wait 7 years. It better not be some bullshit. Bro, it was worth the wait. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was worth the wait. It could have came out before Spider-Man, after WandaVision, or after. But, dog, for everything the MC went through, them adjusting it to COVID, reshooting, adding stuff, man...
I like how they stuck with this whole theme of every time Doctor Strange encounters a new level of power, he has to cross through them dimensions like that. Like when he first met the Sorcerer Supreme and she knocked him through all them dimensions. Mm-hmm. And then when he met America Chavez.
You mean the ancient one?
That's what I said.
Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The ancient one. When she knocked him through all those dimensions, and then when he met America Chavez... Mm-hmm. Jumped through
she did the same thing.
Jumped simply. Through the shit, and the shit was like doing the same shit, except it was him understanding, no, these are actual other
universes. Real dimensions.
Yeah, these are other universes, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, well, they connect to you, and you connected to them, but it's a version of you there. Like, mm-hmm. Or maybe.
Yeah, I said that wrong. In the Doctor Strange movie, in the first one, he went through other dimensions, and this one, he went through other universes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I also liked about, there's something I talked about before. It's like, you know, I don't ever remember my dreams. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I don't have them. I just don't ever remember them. And they made a reference to that in the movie, which I forgot about people who don't dream.
You don't have another universe alternate.
Yeah.
There's nobody else for you to tap into. And that's why America didn't dream. She's an alien. She's not from Earth. She just ended up on Earth. That's why she don't dream.
It's hard to have a dream when you...
So it's not we're the aliens. It's that you're the alien. You fucking alien. Why don't you dream, man? We all have dreams, man.
Right, we've all got dreams, man.
I be flying in mine, dude.
Yeah, man, y'all check it out.
I have superpowers that can bust gigantic fucking meteors with my fist.
Straight up, go see that shit.
I just go to sleep.
Go see it. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. It's a must-see Marvel movie. It's honestly what I like to call Thanos-era movies. It's like post-Thanos, bro. Like,
they straight up told you where we going.
They
next,
told you.
With secret the blip and everything. Fucking wars.
They just like...
Told you.
Like, no, nah, man. This Thanos shit is real motherfucking deal.
And it has real consequences.
It happened in other dimensions. It wasn't just y'all, bro. We all had to deal with this nigga, bro.
Said, like, he was inevitable and he meant it. He
Star-Lord and What If was the only one to get him to detour
not
his
do
course.
That shit.
Bruh, but in every other universe,
it was Chadwick.
Tried it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loved Chadwick.
Chadwick Boseman. That was the only way.
That's what
rest
it
in
is,
peace
man.
To Chadwick Boseman.
That was the only.
That's my ninja.
Yeah, man.
Yep. In the words of Jack Black, it was the only way.
Only way.
Shout out to him for still having the same Charles that I seen in the first X-Men.
Motherfucker still ain't learned his damn lesson.
Old Patrick Stewart.
Still ain't learned.
That counts with the Wonder Twins movie.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah. Right, they announced that. Announced that shit. Then we later canceled that shit.
I like, bet after they heard our shit, they were like, "Oh man, we definitely can't do this shit now."
Nobody's committed.
It's like, yo, we fucked this up. Don't nobody want this shit.
I didn't want them in the Super Friends. They was just there.
Right. And them and Gleep or Gloop, whatever the fuck the damn monkey name was.
Nah, Gleep and Gloop were from the
Herculoids.
Yeah.
Before you get to that, guys. The funniest thing that happened this week was the
Dave Chappelle
stage. Dave Chappelle and getting his arm turned
the other way.
That way.
Broke that nigga shit.
That joker say he did a Ask Me Anything earlier today on YouTube. I meant to watch it.
I was watching
Drink Champs.
Yeah. And then what's so crazy is that allegedly the guy that ran up on stage is a fucking Trump supporter.
And so, he's evidently got family members who are alphabet people, so that is part of why he ran up there.
And he was a rapper. Where the song named Dave Chappelle?
Damn, dog.
I didn't know that. I guess he's a trans person.
Got his ass whooped several times over for several different
things. Bro, imagine getting your ass whooped by Busta Rhymes, Jamie Foxx, Dave Chappelle. I think Chris Rock got a kick in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you got a star-studded
like
ass
of people
whooping,
just
bro.
Up there, just swarmed this dude.
Like, what? Chris Brown? Not Chris Brown. Chris Rock was like, he said, "Was that Will Smith?"
That was hilarious, man.
And then there's a whole comedy special going on. Netflix is a joke, so you know that shit just going.
You know Netflix is like, yes.
That shit.
We are releasing this shit next month. Because Netflix will go on a run when they're just dropping stand-up comedians, like, every fucking week. Like, they're good for that. And that's why I'm waiting for one of my favorite comedians to come back. Senor Elgato Williams. Cat Williams, for those who are not in
the... Hey.
Yeah,
a pimp named Slickback.
...3 is
yes,
coming
you
to Netflix.
Gotta say the whole thing.
May 17th, and... That motherfucker don't miss, though. So, I'm anxious for this, man. I cannot fucking wait. I really wanted Atlanta to do some more Alligator Man shit, but
now they touch it once and then
they—that's it.
That's what I like.
They're gonna come back in. I think the last season gonna touch on Atlanta again before they get up out of there, and I think they'll bring them back.
I mean, you want to talk Atlanta?
I guess we're here, yeah.
Well, Cat Williams is coming out May 17th, so be on the lookout.
Yep.
Atlanta.
Dave Chappelle will be out sooner or later.
All right, so this week we got back to Atlanta. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Last week's episode of Atlanta was...
Am I trending to the bone, or are you talking about this one?
Nah, trending to the bone. Trending to the bone, bro. Like
with Chet Hanks.
Trending to the Bone was a funny episode, bro. Like that, cause I ain't get it, and then I got it, and was like, oh, I like it. It was a slow burn. It was hilarious though. That shit was just stupid, cause he was like, yo, what's really going on here? I'm thinking it's gonna be a bigger play, but it wasn't a bigger play. It was just nah, this bro, he was raised by this lady.
This woman didn't fucking put her soul inside of your little white son. This Trinidadian lady then put her soul inside of your little white son. to preserve her blackness.
Skeleton Key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this week's episode, he had your boy Paperboy and Darius in Amsterdam. They were going to go off on a
ashwagandha adventure.
But the type of drugs that they had, you know, your boy Darius, his weird ass, he knew where to get them from. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to get them from the black market. He wanted to get them from...
They're legit.
From this particular source.
That would have been me. that would have been me all the way.
I want to get it from this source. I was like, you know what? I trust you.
Right. That's the guy to go with.
This is beyond my scope right here.
Right. That's the man to listen to.
And so, you know, they get there, and on the way there, they see a dude wrapped up in a blanket with a goofy hat.
Shaking.
And he's like, oh, tourist, don't be like
that. Don't be that guy.
Right. Yeah. Don't be that guy.
And again, man, they doing that, what's the name of that show on Showtime? Twin Peaks type of shit. So, you know, they take this shit, and Paperboy goes on an introspective journey. Into himself, into how people treat him, how people are dependent on him.
Mm-hmm.
People really your friends,
or right.
People really looking out for you. You need me,
mm-hmm.
this transsexual
lady of guidance.
Yeah, angel, devil, mm-hmm. shoulder person. You know, he went on that
damn
journey.
Spirit guide.
That's what happens, bro. You go on that journey. And I liked how it was like, you know, you need people to tell you that you don't need to wear that hat. Chanel is for women.
Right, to let you know that hat is for women. Bro, you right, but right now I don't need to hear that.
You need to wear this hat.
Goof hat. You know, goof hat. Even entertaining this shit. The fact, dog, see, that was my shit, right? How they pointed out the dude on the street, and I was like,
but you went and put the goofy hat on.
No, bro, the moment she passed on the hat, I was like, don't you put that shit on.
Right, don't you do it.
I was like, bro, he finna turn to the nigga in the street.
Right, that's what fucked him up.
And don't I didn't think it was gonna be him, literally.
But yeah, it was him.
It was him, bro. I was like, bro, how the fuck you did that shit, bro? Like, dog,
part of the trip, dog.
He saw himself before he did it, bro. Yep.
That's part of that damn. Is fate really fate?
Dog, that shit. That whole trip was like, the whole time was just fucking me up, because it was just so much going on with everywhere he was going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from, you know, he kind of wanted to blend in instead of stand out, to, you know, him telling them that shit, to like people getting up in his personal business, to like people buying them shit, wearing weird ass masks.
But
bro,
somebody tripping balls on several occasions. If you trip balls and then decide to do something in public, I'm pretty sure it gets to that extreme, because you're so introspective before you decide to trip like that. If you go out, I can see how that shit.
Bro, Liam Neeson.
Yes.
The white Liam Neeson, bro.
They had to pay it off. Yeah, because I was like, oh, shit, Liam Neeson. I was like, wait a minute. Steve's just like, he said, I got a certain set of skills. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, he does.
What I said about those black people.
That's a fire-ass picture. I just got to say that real quick.
What I said about those black people, about me just wanting to find a black person and attack them.
Right. Like, what?
Was like,
I remember when that shit happened. He was like, nah, bro, I never forget y'all. Y'all tried to kill my career. It's like, I don't like the lot of you. I'm like, damn.
Honesty.
Shake that man hand. I'm like, bro, what the entire fuck, bro? That just Liam Neeson doing that shit just kind of shaped the whole episode. Mm-hmm. It's just like, bro, what the fuck?
To get him to be able to sign on to do the episode says a lot for the show Atlanta as a whole.
That's what I say, bro. Donald Glover, bro.
That's why I can't wait for them to revisit him in the MCU. They better make that motherfucker proud. You can't just show him and give him a one-off and not give a payoff for that shit. He better be Prowler in the MCU.
Right.
Y'all bring in Miles Morales. Even if it's the animated multiverse Miles Morales, and he comes over here and he meets him, and he's still the Prowler. Like, yeah, my nephew died, so I became the Prowler to protect the city. Just so that he could have that moment. Like,
bro, didn't they move 2 and 3 to where they're gonna come out months of each other instead of like a almost a year apart?
Yes, because at CinemaCon they saw the first 30 minutes of it. Of the new Spider-Man. And allegedly there's 246 cameos or 246 characters.
But they gotta chill, bro.
Not all Spider-Man, but that's how many characters supposed to be in the movie.
There's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, in the first Spider-Man, there was only 48 or 46, something like that.
Bro, that's a lot of people to introduce or show in a movie. 246?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's animated, though, so, I mean, you know, take that as you will.
People to hire for voiceover, though.
Unless you got a fire ass voice acting team.
All right, Jay and Jamie Foxx.
Unpredictable.
But I mean, Jamie Foxx is a vocal chameleon, bro. This man can.
Did you hear this shit like he had did when he's sounding like Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, that's
recent. Yeah.
I saw it, but I didn't get to hear it.
On the ground,
though.
Like, bro.
Man is a vocal chameleon, man. He, him and. What's the nigga's name?
Jay Farrow.
Jay Farrow, yeah, duh. They know how to sonically mimic.
Aries Spears used to be able to do it.
Yeah, he kind of fell off a bit in his older age. He leans too much on his black comediness.
In New Yorkish.
Yeah.
He's like Swiss Beats in New York, Alicia Keys. You know, they're from New York, whatever the fuck they do. They just gotta show it like, damn, bro, it's okay.
you can branch out. It's all right. That penguin looks extremely upset. Look at his eyes, bro. He looks mad as fuck.
Fuck this shit, bro.
Right, he looks like he's been tired of these photographers being out here taking pictures of them.
Like, bruh.
Y'all been here for months. Fuck you guys. Y'all ain't brought us no extra fish.
He looks cold, bro.
And upset.
That nigga thoroughly upset, bro. Like,
y'all don't bring us no extra fish. The only thing you guys do is protect us from the seals. Well, actually, fuck 13 of these guys, but you won't let them die. Naturally, they would have been dead by now, but the humans came.
Bruh, I ain't gonna lie to you, bruh. Nat Geo as a kid, like, just that was some violent shit, bruh. That was some of the most, that was, see, the most violent shit, and it's real, bro.
But look at how we are now. We are the ones that understand the plight of the earth, though. Because we saw that shit straight up.
That's because we had the Lion King and we couldn't wait to be king, nigga. Like,
nah, Lion King ain't have shit to do with that. It was all Nat Geo and all this. Look at the tiger kill this giraffe. Look at the, right, look at the gazelle.
I would
this alligator that tried to eat it while it was getting water.
That may be true, like, but I can't knock the influence. But I can't. I would never knock the influence of the Lion King's message of the circle of life. Like,
no, you know what fucked that up though?
What?
You tried to play it on Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis, and it
you ain't got no continues.
Whapped that ass.
That game was
one
hard.
Of the hardest games ever created.
When I beat that shit, I was so happy, bro.
Bruh.
I don't think I ever got past.
Because people don't understand that video. Parents especially would not understand and grasp the concept that video games were programmed to be unbeatable.
Right.
You were not meant to beat certain games. And certain games that were arcade ports, they didn't reprogram them. They were made for you to keep putting quarters in that shit. So all they did was take the circuit out.
Yeah, like when you say
the
game
out of the arcade system. And link that shit up to whatever the system was that would convert that shit to the cartridge.
And that's it.
And that's it, bro. That shit was still just as hard. Right. That shit was still just as hard, bro.
Instead of hitting the quarter, you just hit A.
Yeah, and you better hope you can keep continuing and you learn the damn cheat code to get infinite continues.
Nah, bro. I beat that shit straight up.
I mean, I'm just saying that was for certain games that you would have to do that with other arcade games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Lion King was not easy.
Lion King, bro. It took me so
Them early Disney tried. Games were not easy. That's Pocahontas, shit. Not easy.
What? Aladdin, hell.
Shit. The fucking Cave of Wonders, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That I think was... I got past the second or third boy. Yeah, I can't wait for this shit to go
and
back.
And then,
to
only, I think it was only on Super Nintendo No, there were two different codes. That's what it was. It was two different codes. It was the one stage where they had the mouse ears on the clothesline, and you had to stand Aladdin at this certain spot so when he did the little...
You talking about Aladdin? You talking about the Lion King?
Aladdin.
When he had, I thought you, when he this whole time, I thought you were talking about the Lion King.
No, we were talking about Disney games that were hard.
Oh. Well, shit, the Lion King was the only one.
And he would... Hell no. He would stand a certain way, and he would hold or be under the Mickey Mouse ears, and if you put the code in, you would get cheats and shit.
I didn't know that.
Yes. But it was only on that one level. That was the only way you could unlock the debug code. But
it was like a sign to the other programmers.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's at. Look for the Mickey Mouse ears.
Yep, because the Mickey Mouse ears are on this clothing line. But, you know, if you left Aladdin standing in one spot, he'd do his idle movement where he'll lean this way and lean the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to stand him in the exact spot. So when he leaned the other way, the mouse ears were on his head. He paused the game, put the code in. Get debug mode.
Yeah, because I had the Sega version of Aladdin. And I, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, I beat that one. But I ain't like, I only got a chance to play like the Super Nintendo version a few times because, you know, somebody had to rent it. I ain't have no,
yeah,
you know, I ain't have it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have no Super Nintendo, so I couldn't play that version.
See, I was lucky enough, I had a Sega and a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, though.
The Sega was yep. over at my Uncle Carl's house. Super Nintendo, we kept at the house.
And both then, of them were in my room.
It was, you know, we would just interchange and then whatever games, whatever games.
Only but, child.
Whoa. Me and my sister, we was playing them shits. We went to box office hits and when, what was that, Movie Gallery came.
Mm-hmm.